you ordinary days in your ordinary daily living. This may surprise you. Actually, the message shows us such divine dispensing often does not happen in a spectacular way, right, as you may have expected. Yeah. But it happened in a normal, regular way, yeah, as you're living through your ordinary days. And this divine dispensing will happen little by little, day by day, as the message shows, in a calm and quiet way.
Amen.
Maybe as you're going through, you, as Brother mentioned, like this repeated, uninteresting days, maybe as you are spending time with your family, as you are facing your work day, all those different situations God arranges us every day can have become the opportunities to receive such dispensing. And under such divine dispensing, you will find we will experience a lot of divine and spiritual things that are normal but miraculous. So we have this term, miraculous normality.
Yes.
Amen.
What does that mean? That means we will live our normal living. We will call upon the name of the Lord. We will pray to the Lord. We will have the presence of the Lord. A lot of these things, they are miraculous because we can receive the dispensing. But they take place in a very normal way. So I think this is really the burden to bring us into this under this dispensing. And under this divine dispensing, and we will see, we will first to receive the dispensing into us, right? From outward, becoming our inward. So the outward dispensing come inside to us. Yes. As another brother continued to mention, and there's a continued process need to happen. It's like you have food, right? You eat it, you take in, now it's inside you, but now you need to have this digestion,
yes,
assimilation. So then there are another inward dispensing, which means all the things you receive in the spirit cannot just stay there. It continues to dispense. It continues to spread, to fill our entire being. Because God's goal is to fill our entire being with Himself, with His life, with His dispensing. So we can be fully saturated by Him. So praise the Lord for this divine dispensing. I think this is really wonderful. And surely, I want to have this experience. I'm not sure about you. And actually, this conference can present us different aspects from different angles, how we can exercise, how we can be living to experience such divine dispensing. Many of us attended the conference. The conference showed a lot of the message with the title as Living in the Divine Dispensing.
Amen.
Experiencing the Divine Dispensing.
Amen.
By, for example, maintaining our romance with the Lord, keeping our loving relationship with the Lord. So all of us, the country girls, can become the Shulamite. And the message shows us we need to continue to exercise our spirit, because there is a law of the spirit of life has been installed in us. Right? What we need to do every day is to switch on, so to let the law can operate, so we can remain in contact with the Lord, to have that dispensing. And the message even touches upon the basic life elements, such as our breathing, our drinking, our eating.
Amen.
So to sustain us under this divine dispensing.
Amen.
Yeah. So this is very rich conference. I encourage maybe whoever attended, been touched, can continue to overflow, to share. But I will end with this. And in the last message, I think our brother shows us, God created us as vessels. We are the vessels unto honor. We will be the vessels to contain God. So each of us, as vessels, one thing we need to pay attention is, as vessels, we need to be open. We need to be open vessels, so then we can receive the dispensing.
Amen.
If we are closed, nothing will come in. So we really pray, should pray, present us to the Lord. We want to be the open vessels.
Amen.
Under the Lord's dispensing.
Amen.
With no parts being closed, fully open, and give Lord every opportunity in our daily living, so He has a way to work Himself into us. Even, as Brother mentioned, open the depths of our being, because God wants to touch us, the every single part of this our being, so He has a way to continue to dispense His divine life, to continue bless us with this divine dispensing. That's really encouraging words. This really, I think, timely words, because I admit, to be honest with myself, I'm short of such experience, but I'm longing for, I want to have more such experience. So praise the Lord for His speaking. And our brother Shepherd will continue to strengthen some of the burdens from the conference. Amen.
Amen.
I feel very much the same way as our brother Fan. I am also short, and this is why we really need the Lord's continual speaking. It's not a matter of knowledge. Actually, in this conference, a lot of the terms and topics seem so familiar to us. But I think if we are honest before the Lord, we would repent, and we would cry out, "Lord, have mercy on me." Right, that You could really bring me into these deeper experiences. I'll just follow the speaking. The last message our brother shared on this matter of being a vessel open to the Lord. You know, this matter of vessel, you could say it really summarizes all of Paul's writings. Open vessel. You know, he wrote in 2 Timothy that we are vessels unto honor. In Romans 9, we see we are vessels of mercy. But, you know, last night as I was considering and preparing, actually I was so touched. You know when or how Paul received his vision of being a vessel? It was in Acts 9. It was through a little brother, Ananias. And God spoke to him, telling Ananias, you need to go to this person, Paul, and you need to tell him that he is a chosen vessel to me. Those four words touched me so much. Brothers and sisters, do you realize you are a chosen vessel to me, to God? So it's not our doing. It's not because we have any merit, we're special, but it's God. He chose us to be a vessel. But it's to Himself. And so I think we really need to ask ourselves, well, if I am a vessel, then what am I containing?
Amen.
Am I containing the world? Am I containing entertainment? Am I containing aspirations? What, as this vessel, what am I containing? And I'm really speaking to myself, because I have to be very honest. The Lord, His light is just shining. And I think it's becoming brighter and brighter throughout the day. You know, we're a vessel. You know how things come in into this vessel? It's through these eyes. It's through these ears. What are we viewing? What are we listening? What are we absorbing? What is coming out of devices, computer, into our being? That's the question for all of us, right? And so I just feel in these days we really need to be simplified. We need to pray these simple prayers. Lord, I just open my vessel, my being to you. Amen. You know, on the positive, we can pray for the Lord to dispense Himself into us. But then on the negative aspects, actually we could also pray, Lord, I reject, right, the other things to come into my being. Amen. Right? If we really see this vision that we are a vessel, then we will be sensitive to what we are touching, to what we are taking in. Besides just you know, other things coming into us, even ourselves, the way we live. Actually, this week I experienced actually a lot of failure. You know, my better half got sick, and so a lot of the load of the human responsibilities fell onto me. And at a certain point, I realized, actually, the Lord spoke to me. You are still trying so hard, right, to be the good husband, to be the good father, to be the good brother, to do this, to do that. Actually, there's a connection here to the Holy Word for Morning Revival. God hates the flesh. He hates even the positive, seemingly positive things of the flesh. And when we trust our flesh, we reject God. And so I just realized, Lord, I need to be open to you. I need you to dispense yourself into me. Even the way I do things, right? Lord, I don't trust myself. Lord, I want you to come in. And so, brothers and sisters, actually the matter of experiencing the divine dispensing could be very easy. But oftentimes, we are just not open. And the brother even reminded us, if we are not open, we could pray, Lord, cause me to open, right? Cause me to be open to your dispensing. And so the Lord really needs to take us on. And I'll just finish, you know, this last point of outline number 6. I'll just read this to you. This is point D. It says, calling on the name of the Lord is a normality. Yet it is miraculous that when we call, we receive the totality of the process and consummated triune God. You know, this really struck me because this is the last point of the last outline of the whole conference. Our concept is, well, usually that's the New Jerusalem, right? There's a point on the New Jerusalem. But I don't think this was unintentional. Actually, I believe the Lord really wants us to bring us into something very practical, right? And so during this past week, again, the Lord brought me to certain experiences where I just had to call on His name, right? Amen. To experience the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity in such a normal yet miraculous way. Now I just like to spend 1 minute to somehow connect one point from this past week, week 2, on this matter of, actually I'll just say it, it's the point of closely following the minister of the age through the ministry or through the vision of this age. You know, we saw from 2 Kings, right, there's these two persons, Elijah and Elisha. And I was just so touched, right, these four stations. Elisha closely followed Elijah. Mm-hmm. Even though Elijah told him to, you stay here. But Elisha says, no, as long as Jehovah lives and your soul lives, I will follow you. Yeah, brothers and sisters, actually this is quite significant. Within our being, we also need this aspiration. I want to follow. Yeah. Actually, none of us, we didn't receive the revelation directly. We received it through someone, right, or through the ministry of this age. Mm-hmm. And so what do we need to do? We need to follow. Yeah. But there was an added word. I don't know if you noticed this. It says intrinsically follow. Mm-hmm. So this is not a following outwardly. In other words, it's not that we go to all the conferences. It's good to go to the conferences. It's not just that we read all the books. It's good that we read all the books. But within us, We really need to have a desire. I need to follow my intrinsic being, my living, to follow after what is being spoken from the minister of the age.
Amen.
Right? And so from week two, we see these four stages. From this past conference, we saw, right, this matter of the divine dispensing, right, the divine trinity that will issue in the building up of the body, the preparation of the bride, right, that will bring the Lord back. Well, I think we really need to ask ourselves, what about my living, right? Am I intrinsically following these things? Or am I just standing, right, just observing what is going on? So may the Lord have mercy upon all of us, that we really intrinsically follow the Lord's present speaking.
Amen.
So I think we could open it up to Brother Yenso will be first. Amen.
Yeah, it's better to be sooner than later.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. I especially touched by our brother's burden or loving concern for all saints in Lord's recovery, even fellow believers, to be overcomer and to reach maturity and live with the conscience of the body of Christ. Because God's purpose for us is to bring all us into maturity. That's why, you know, in Matthew 24:40-41, at that time, there will be two brothers in the field. One is taken, the other is left. There will be two sisters in the meal. One is taken, and one is left. And the result, whether you are you are left or you will be, you know, raptured, depends on what kind of living. So brother especially mentioned two kinds of living. One kind of living is everybody nowadays. Everybody is busy. So when we're busy doing all things, and then when we can stop, then we may contact the Lord, have some time with the Lord. But there's another kind of living, which is, you know, really live in two realms. They are busy in doing outward things, but inwardly, they open to the Lord and receive His dispensing moment by moment. So this shows us what kind of living we should have. So as brother mentioned, you know, we are chosen, God chose us to be the vessels of honor, filled with the triune God. Right? So, yes. So, you know, so brother has a loving concern question. He asks us, what kind of, you know, content for us, for our vessel contains? Is it our career, or is the education of the children, or even something else? He said, you know, do you know what feeding your vessel, or what kind of things you take in every day when you spend time on your iPhone or on internet? Do you remember, do you realize that the God of age wants to saturate our mind with satanic, demonic thoughts into our being? Do you realize that? So, you know, may the Lord have mercy on all us. It really touches us, because nobody, I think, you know, all kind of surrounded by this kind of environment. So praise the Lord. May the Lord really open our eyes. Because, you know, like a Friday night's meeting, we were ushered to the front rows. So when I saw those branding brothers, I really see, you know, saw the glories. And there was a deep sensation within me. I want to be like those brothers, loving the Lord, enjoy the Lord, and live to the Lord. So may Lord have mercy on us and really open our eyes to see in this universe the unique and eternal blessing is the triune God dispensing Himself in divine Trinity into us by our enjoyment of the enduring and automatic of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And to for the building up of the body of Christ, with the purpose of making us God in life, nature, and expression, but not in Godhead.
Amen.
To accomplish His eternal purpose, the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
May us really, you know, see this blessing, so we can day by day, we can open to the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, another word, so, you know, so is today, I remember Hebrew, like 3:15 says, today, when you hear His voice, do not harden your heart.
Right.
So instead, we should pray to the Lord, Lord, I want to cooperate with you to receive your dispensing.
Amen.
By praying, you know, Lord, I don't want to keep any part of my being close to you.
Amen.
I would like to, you know, keep myself entirely open and thoroughly open to you.
Amen.
So you have the way to dispensing yourself into us.
Amen.
So dear brothers and sisters, we, you know, so many of us in the church life for decades, and we're all kinds of busy, but we need to ask ourselves, how much growth in life? You know, because, you know, so many times we are not open to the Lord in the depth of our being. So the Lord has no way to dispense Himself into us.
Amen.
So really this may be, you know, we all need to turn to the Lord. So I just, you know, pray to the Lord, have mercy on us. Don't leave us untouched. Yeah.
Amen.
So we'll pray to the Lord, you know, do whatever you want to do with us as a vessel. So, and give us experience so we can be broken. Amen?
Amen.
So praise the Lord, you know, day by day, Lord really want us to open to Him. If we have such a prayer, then we'll be living an open vessel to receive His dispensing. And I especially touching, you know, the dispensing is day by day, moment by moment, little by little, and a steady and a calm way.
Amen.
So for this purpose, we should live a normal and, you know, steady the Christian life.
Amen.
And since this dispensing is a little by little steady, so we don't have a day, you know, waste for not receiving the Lord. Praise the Lord for His speaking. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I was touched by the relationship between the Shulamite and King Solomon in Song of Songs.
Amen.
And actually the Bible is a book of love, and it reveals how much God fell in love with man and how love caused Him to come as a man. But the book of Song of Songs shows the relationship between the divine dispensing and living in the divine romance. Because the seeking one in Song of Songs loved her beloved so much, she experienced this divine dispensing, and there is a continual change in her growth in life. And
go.
Only through this divine dispensing could the seeking one be transformed into the Shulamite, who became exactly like her husband, which was the female representation of Solomon.
Yes.
The church is just like the seeking one in Song of Songs, and man was so far away from God, but God wants us to be a Shulamite.
Amen.
A Song of Songs shows us that to be a Shulamite, we just need to love Him.
Amen.
And to love Him means to set our entire being absolutely on Him, letting Him occupy our entire being so that He becomes everything to us. Through our loving the Lord, we can receive this divine dispensing and accomplish His economy. He can continually transform us and renew us day by day, moment by moment, so that we can be built up as genuine believers, as a corporate expression, to become His dwelling place,
amen.
To match Him, and to become His bride, the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. So I really echo our brother Sharon. So we really need to have the realization that we are vessels. Oh, Lord Jesus, we are vessels. So whatever we see, whatever we hear, are dispensed into us. So as vessels, we must ask ourselves, what are we receiving? What are we containing? You know, every day, as our brother mentioned, every day when you turn on your laptop, you watch your smartphones, what are we receiving? what are we, oh Lord Jesus, what are the things dispensed into us? And also I'm touched that as vessels, we not just be open to the Lord. We need to, oh Lord, to be filled with the divine life. Uh-huh. Oh Lord Jesus. So recently I was going through the left side of Genesis. I was so touched when the Lord created Adam. We know before Adam's fall, Adam is a vessel, right? But the Lord's goal is not just to create a clean vessel. The Lord's goal is to have Adam to be filled with the divine life. So as vessels, we are not just the clean vessels. As our brother mentioned, we are vessels unto honor. So we need to be filled with this divine life. This is God's goal. And also, in the last message, I was so touched. In the book of Ephesians, we see this always a dispensing, transmitting. But this dispensing is objective, if we are not received into us. So this is always an objective dispensing to the subjective dispensing. That means we need to receive the object dispensing into us. And what's more, this is not a dispensing. This is the subjective dispensing to the subjective dispensing. That means when we receive the Lord, when we receive the dispensing, we need to allow this dispensing to work in us, to let the spirit of life work in us, to operate in us, so that the spirit have a way to touch us. So what we receive, we become our constitution.
Right.
Oh Lord, I really touch, Lord. Not just we open to you, Lord. Let your dispensing to work in us. Have a way in us.
Amen.
Our way, our emotion, our soul, Lord. In these ordinary days, maybe in our driving, in our work life, even maybe right now, the Lord is touching us. Lord, we need to open to your dispensing. We need to allow your dispensing to have a way in us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. One key takeaway from this conference for me is message 3, Romans 2.B. It says that man is the center of God's creation because
Amen.
God's intention is to express through man. Man can become God's expression only by God entering into man,
Amen.
To be man's life and content, and to make man one with him so that man may live by him and even live him out.
Mm.
And this in this way, God is expressed from within man. You know, God wants to dispense himself into man.
Amen.
And whenever the divine Trinity dispenses into human spirit, God is so happy. You know, a brother mentioned in Luke 2, chapter 2, when Lord Jesus was born, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly army praising God. And I can imagine at that time, all the heaven is in. They were in ecstasy. They were so excited. It's not only because the Lord can nullify all the sins on the cross, or the
Amen.
Enemy will be defeated. It's
Amen.
Because this is the very first time God's divinity entered into the human, the humanity.
Amen.
And this is what God wants for his economy. So I believe whenever we open to the Lord, when his divinity into our human spirit, there will be an ecstasy in the heaven. Father is rejoicing with all the angels when we just open to him and receive his dispensing.
Amen.
So I'm very encouraged by this message that we are leading an ordinary days,
Amen.
Every day, every moment. Allow him to dispense himself into our human spirit.
Amen.
And this, by this, only by this, we can fulfill God's economy, and we can be made like God in life and nature, but not in the Godhead. And by receiving the daily dispensing, the bride can make herself ready,
Amen.
So our Lord can come back to marry us.
Amen.
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 Thanks. I really,
really
enjoy the Thanksgiving conference this past weekend. Well, I've been baptized for more than 15 years already, so nothing in this knowledge is like brand new to me.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I find this conference just like a gospel to me.
Amen.
I enjoy that I have a spirit of life in me.
Amen.
And with the Spirit of life, there is a law.
Amen.
And when we say there is a law, it means it's already there. It's installed. It's like it's God's blessing to us that He can dispense Himself to us.
Amen.
And whenever we just turn to Him, there is this dispensing, there is this flowing in us that we can just receive. So just praise the Lord that there is no trying in us. We don't really have to improve our condition before we come to the Lord.
Amen.
Instead, we just come as we are to the Lord.
Amen.
And in 2 Chronicles 20:17, it says that it is not for you to fight this battle. Station yourselves. Stand and
Amen.
See the salvation of Jehovah among you.
Amen.
Oh, Judah and Jerusalem. Right? It is just for us to station ourselves and just to turn to the Lord because He has won the victory.
Amen.
The law of the Spirit of life is installed in us.
Amen.
So all we have to do is to switch on the light and turn to Him and be an absolute open vessel to the Lord that He can take it from there and do the rest of the work. And I appreciate that it is such a miraculous thing, but also such an ordinary thing in our day-to-day life.
Amen.
It's not once for all. It's really just little by little and day by day.
Amen.
Whenever we turn to Him, we are open to Him, He can does the work to dispense Himself more of Him to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So yeah, I also encouraged by brother sisters sharing about the ordinary life and divine dispensing. Okay, so let me just touch down more specifically for our second generation. So if we are the first generation, like we believe in God, and I would say most of us are like have some technical like a professional life versus our second generation are more broader. Like some are technical, but some, let's say, literature, law, medical, and other things. So they explore a broader career than us. So I would say God loves each of us, like next generation, they are not easy. I would say, this period of time of life is difficult because in this period of time, they need to grow. They need to find themselves. Especially, they need to accept themselves before God, right? They will experience, why me? They may compare others. They say, I'm not that good. But they will realize God make each of them great. Chosen vessel, right? So, but they need to learn this, have this process. So they need to learn to find their career, proper career. It's not only a job, because they need to find themselves when doing something. They find their position. They find how God made them. How they function in the team, in a group. So that's a daily dispensing. Yeah. And then they were also in the daily, in their life journey, they will find their second half. Also, it's a journey. They need a conversation before God, and they need to find themselves in this process. So I really want to say, each one of us, them is wonderfully made. And I would say this is not so easy. Its journey requires a lot of, conversations with the Lord. And you are not alone. When you feel anything, you talk to God, you talk to our first generation. I don't know other people. For me, I knew. I failed. I had a lot of learning. So we are all walking together, right?
Amen.
Have this daily dispensing from God. Yeah, so may God bless us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm also wanting to share, in the past message, I think the word ordinary really touched me.
non-ordinary way, I should say. So, I think in the, that's from the message number 6. In number 2, it says, as believers in Christ, we need to learn to be satisfied with the life of ordinary days, in the regular and the normal experience, in the divine dispensing of the divine nature. I think in the past, I have this natural concept, the experience of a trying God should be sunshine and roses, should be the jolt of electricity going through you. That's called experience of God. And I actually, because I had a few this experience with God, I think that should be the normal experience. So actually in the past years, I've been searching for this experience and often failed. And because of I failed, I actually felt very stumbled, actually. I had many fellowship with the older brothers and expressed my feelings why that's what I've experienced. But I couldn't get an answer until like this message. It says the Christian's life is an ordinary life. I feel like that's really a eye-opening truth to me. And actually, this word keep coming to me in the past week in a different way. In a different way, in the morning revival, actually, it talks about God, who is a God who hides himself. That's in the Wednesday's message. It says, God is a God who hides himself. His work is always hidden. And don't expect, my translation might be off, but don't expect a big touch moment. Don't expect a huge vision, a big scene. Because this might not necessarily out of God. And actually, the true word of God is something that is hidden within us. It's like a little voice. It's like a little touching. It's like a little ideas. It seems like it's the touch of God. But it also feels like it's our own feelings. And it's oftentimes so weak to a point that it's like it's not there. So I feel like, yeah, Lord, that's the normal Christian life. That everything is ordinary. And nothing is, the word from Brother Ron, nothing is spectacular. That's the normal Christian life that we need to, you know, live a steady, a normal Christian life. And yeah, man, I think that's the word that really touched me, and I'd like to share with you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe many brothers and sisters are really touched by this word, miraculous normality, right? That was spoken in the last message by Brother Ron. So am I. Christian life is not something that is, grandiose, or we're expecting like a miracle, right? That kind of thing. Now, of course, sometimes these things do happen, right? But those are not the normal life, right? Sometimes maybe we're far away from the Lord, and the Lord has to raise up some environment, right? Then something maybe miraculous happened to draw us back. But in our normal Christian life, if we're in a normal condition, it should just be just like our normal living, like our physical body, right? We need to eat, we need to breathe, we need to drink. And so is God ordained way, right? That God actually ordained us that we need to breathe Him, right? We need to drink Him. We need to eat of Him, right? I mean, praise the Lord that He has really accomplished, He actually went through the process. So every Lord's Day morning when we come, I really feel like we're so appreciative that all that has been done, right? The symbols on the table. Amen. Really tells us that He has accomplished everything. Amen. He has becoming our drink. He has becoming our food, right? So all we need to do is just come to Him and just open up ourselves. I think one of the messages was talking about being an open vessel, right? Actually, also, I just feel like the progression of the messages, you know, through this conference is just so great, right? It really starts out opening us up as God is the God of blessing, right? In fact, in the first message, it was brought out this verses in the Numbers, I may just read it out to all the saints. This is when, you know, Jehovah, you know, we're familiar with the Numbers, right? We recently went through this book. At the beginning, you know, right, the Lord actually asked Moses and Aaron to really count, you know, right, the number, the Israelites, right, according to their family, right, their stands or whatever. And then, you know, after the Lord re-spoke some of the ordinances, right, concerning that, he spoke to Moses, 6:22. Then Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the children of Israel, and you shall say to them, Jehovah bless you and keep you.
Yes.
Jehovah make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
Yes.
Jehovah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Yes.
So shall they put my name upon the children of Israel, that I myself may bless them." How many times the bless has been mentioned here, right? Amen. So all of these speaking is that really speaks out that the God is a God of blessing.
Amen.
In fact, really through this message, we really see that this really, it is really an eternal blessing, right? Not only speaking to the Israelites, but that goes very well to the apostles' blessing, right? In the New Testament, right? So all these line by line, we can actually find the correspondence in the New Testament, right? As in the 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 13:14, right? It says, right, the love of God, right, the grace of Christ, and the fellowship of Holy Spirit be with you all. All right, this is the apostles' blessing to all of us. And towards the end, we see that in the Revelation, we see that there is a, in the, you know, out of the throne, there is a river of life that's flowing out, right? So, and then there's on the both sides of the river, there is the tree of life, right? So we see that throughout the whole Bible, right? All the 66 books of Bible really speaks out that God is a God of blessing. He really wants to put us in the, right, in the position of blessing. But of course, we, you know, in the middle, we also saw, like, what is the condition that, you know, that his children maybe depart from his blessing, right? So really praise the Lord, you know, as just brothers and sisters shared. And even, I think the Ron, Brother Ron, speaks about some of the normality, right? You know, sometimes, you know, I don't know if you run into a situation where, you know, you try to make an important appointment or a meeting, but then your car is out of gas. And then you know, in the middle of the road, you find some very slow driving car, like, blocking you and make you, like, hit a red light, and then you have to waste another, 60 seconds. Well, I actually experienced that yesterday. And I got very anxious, you know, at that point. Well, praise the Lord that my wife reminded me, you know, turn to the Lord, right? So, oh, Lord Jesus. Yeah, I did that immediately, and then I experienced exactly what Brother Lauren was experiencing, you know. So just that, you know, calling on the name of the Lord, I received dispensing, and I received the peace, you know. So praise the Lord, you know. I think this is like the miraculous normality that we can experience, you know, in our daily living. Praise the Lord.
In the universe, the unique and the eternal is not the same. Amen. The eternal dispensing is trying God, actually, is trying God Himself to dispense Himself.
Amen.
Through the inner, actually. The Triune God, as the life-giving spirit, is already installed in us.
Amen.
So He is in our spirit. And how can we to experience it? It depends on whether we are be the open vessels. So today we all here be open vessels. And actually, this kind of experience is a very subjective experience. It happened in our daily living.
Amen.
And it's called a miraculous normality, right? And in every day when we open to the Lord, actually, we usually just not easily to be offended. This is kind of the experience we have in our family life. Actually, in family life, there's nothing big to make us not happy. Actually, it's all very trivial things, such as, oh, the floor is dirty. When the floor is dirty, when Yan Song leave to work, and he asked me, why this floor is dirty? Then I come up, then the next word he speak, then he realize, oh, it's not, I make it dirty. Then I can hear his voice is become soft. So I mean, this is just our experience at home when we both under the dispensing.
Amen.
And we both be open to the Lord and be obedient to His inward leading.
Amen.
And then Shepherd said, our inward leading and the inward anointing.
Amen.
We needed to listen to it. So
Amen.
When we listen to it in our ordinary days, we will not insist on my point. He will not insist on his point. Then we both can come to the Lord and to enjoy his dispensing and also to enjoy his presence. This kind of experience we all can have every day. Now, so we really are blessed by the Lord. We have His eternal blessing.
Amen.
I think this week I was really freshly reminded by the last message, especially just to live ordinary days in the divine dispensing. I think just coming back from the conference, I had like a major drought. Like, wow, the conference ended. What do I do next? Like, I've been hearing the messages and it's been really enjoyable and sweet, but yet, where do I stand now with the Lord? I felt like I was just in like a major, like, don't know what to do. And I just kind of fell into a hole. And I was like, Lord, I can't live my life conference to conference now. But how do I go on with you? And I was just really freshly appreciating what the brothers emphasized, that this matter of living under the divine dispensing is not something miraculous where the Lord, moves the mountains or does something grandiose. But it's something just daily that we come before Him. I was reminded by one of the messages that Brother Ricky gave. He spoke about the woman that had the outflow of blood. And yet she touched the Lord's garment and she was healed. But what I appreciated going back to that excerpt was that it was by faith. It was her faith that healed her. She believed that as she touched Him, just that one touch would, she would be healed fully. So the same way, as we go before the Lord, it's by faith that as we remain in that touch, right, that, we're touching Him, we're being dispensed. And so even in point E, it says that as believers, we experience the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity by faith. God wants us to do everything by depending on Him, by taking Him as life, and by allowing Him to dispense Himself into us. So I just really appreciated this, going back to this principle that it's by faith, because it's easy to kind of measure ourselves, like, are we really touching the Lord? I mean, I've gone back to those introspections, I'm spent having at least 10 minutes, it's been hard for me, but just to spend time with the Lord, and I'm like, Lord, am I really touching you? But I remember in the training, this brother shared that he was at a traffic light, and in those 2 minutes that he had, he was like, Lord, I really need to touch you. And even though those are 2 minutes, right? It's not 30 minutes. It's not an hour. Even though we need to spend that kind of time. But yet he's like, Lord, just let me touch you these 2 minutes. Let me just really do this dispense by you. And I really appreciated that his faith allowed him to be dispensed, right? So as we go on our daily life, though, whether we're working or whether we're doing, we need to apply these practical elements, right? Calling on the Lord. Spending time with Him, even this matter of eating Him, reading His Word, right? But all of these come, again, by this matter of just believing that He's already doing His work in us. Lastly, I was just really touched about this matter of loving the Lord and being open vessels. in order to let the Lord grow in us, in order for this life to be dispensed into us, yes, we need to love Him, but again, what Shepherd mentioned was we need to stop ourselves from doing. Sometimes we want to try to do many things before the Lord, thinking that that's the way to be open to Him, but rather the Lord does not expect us to do anything. He just wants us to love Him, and it's through His love that, you know, He does the rest. We just rest in Him. We just, as we pour ourselves upon Him, He just comes in and fills that very thin inward part of our being. And just to end it, I have this prayer within my being that the Lord will really make more home in my heart. That matter that the Lord needs to fill the deepest part of our being. And I feel like I want to achieve that. I haven't achieved it, but little by little, I feel like the Lord is bringing us, after this conference, He's bringing us into the experiences that we need,
right,
till He fills that deep part of our being, till ultimately He gains the expression He's after.
Amen.
I really enjoyed the message too, about the experience, the divine dispensing, divine Trinity by living in divine romance. Mm. So I think why this is second message, because I think this is because we have to love the Lord, then we can receive the dispensing of Trinity. So I think it's very touching me. The word is, we should be a romantic Christian, not a religious Christian. So we have to love the Lord, and also this is a definition, is to how to love the Lord. Love the Lord means to set up our entire being, spirit, soul, and the body, with the heart, soul, mind, and strength. Absolutely.
Okay. Yes.
So absolutely. No negotiation. And that is to let our entire being be occupied, entire being be occupied by Him and lost in Him. So lost in Him, that means cannot see us. It's only Him.
Right.
So that's a really touch. Then we can get the dispensing of the divine Trinity, and then we can grow and become mature. Yeah, this is the first I'm touched in this conference. And the second is, I missed I'm not a young, but this is the Young Walking Sense Fellowship. It's really, I listened to the record yesterday, and I'm really touched by the relay of the Lord's recovery, the ministry. So it's starting a 100 years ago with Brother Nee, and then continued by the Brother Lee. And then Brother Lee went to Lord in 1997. It's already 25 years. So how we, you will see the, you know, the mature and the old, I mean the old, the leading ones. So you see they went to the Lord, right? So how we carry on. So that is really, I think that is really we need to think about, and how we can continue the relay. The relay, yeah, the brothers describe how do we do the relay. So we have to catch the speed. Then we not drop the baton, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have, so then we know that we have a lot of good the high peak shoe on the shelf, right? But how we can become ours?
Right.
We need to have this into us, and then we can run the relay.
Amen.
And carry on the race,
right,
and continue for the Lord come back. Amen. So that is kind of burden, I think. This is a new app called 500
Life
Studies, and then we'll soon online.
Mm-hmm.
So you can download, and they can use your. They can have that very flexible schedule. You can, according to your schedule, and pick up how many message you can read, and then you become, you know. This is really the dispensing,
Amen.
Himself into us.
Amen.
So that is I think that is also encouraged. And another thing, I think another one is the moving. So I think that across the country, also there's this need for the saints to migrate to this, like some of the GT, CA, cities. So, in the recent years, there's some migration, and we see the increase of the saints in those strengthened church life in the cities. But still, there's need for the saints to move. And I think that is also encouraged of all of us. That is, we can, because the brothers shared. So, we have the leading brothers in our church here. But when you move to other place, your hands here is free. When you come to other place, your hands will be on you. So that is, you have the chance to bear the burden to move on with this ministry.
Amen.
I think the picture, one of the pictures I took away from this conference was when the brother described what dispensing means. Dispensing, previously in my concept, was probably more to the effect of maybe there's a millionaire, he has $1 million, like, just in his hand, and then he goes, he throws it all up in the air, and then we go, or you go, and then get your portion. It's like, okay, I'm gonna grab, the part, what I want. That's not dispensing. This word is just resonating in my being. It's with intent. That's what God's economy is. It's because God has an intention. He wants to make man the same as he is, to match him. And with this, there comes an economy. If you have an intention, you have a goal, you need a plan to reach that goal, a very definite plan to reach that goal.
Amen.
And the way God carries out his plan is through the divine dispensing.
Yeah.
And this isn't just, yeah, exactly, that picture is like, I'm just going to throw some things, I think I'll let the Bible speak. What Daniela brought out in Luke 8, there's that woman with the flow of blood for 12 years. And she spent all her livelihood, everything that she had, on good doctors, but she couldn't be healed by anyone. And this is the scene where you have all these people pressing up against the Lord. And I'm sure through word of mouth during that time, it's like, hey, if you touch this guy, you'll be healed. Like, that's probably what is going around. And there's so many pressing up against him. But I was so impressed that this is a picture of God's economy, God's dispensing. Because it says, I'll just read, Luke 8:44. She approached him from behind and touched the fringe of his garment, and instantly her flow of blood was stopped. And Jesus said, "Who is the one who touched me?" And then all deny it. Peter said, "Master, the crowds are pressing and crushing you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I perceived that power had gone out from me." The Lord, even though with all these people seemingly touching him, actually the Lord experienced, the Lord felt this one woman with the flow of blood. She's the one that actually touched him. And I also appreciated that is in this, I'd say, seemingly pitiful condition that she was in, just as she was, there was no help that she could have from anyone else but the Lord. She came just as she was, and this is how she touched the Lord. Amen.
I think the conference is very rich, and but our time is short. So how about Jerry, you share?
Okay.
And 2 minutes. And you after you share this, you will control the time for us.
Try to keep the 2 minutes.
So if you all remember, Brother Ron shared before his message, he had kind of a pretty long introduction where he brought up these three points regarding the divine dispensing. And I feel that it was a really good summary of just my takeaway of the time from the conference, because it's so easy to think, oh yeah, divine dispensing, divine trinity, we hear these terms all the time. And it's true, the divine dispensing is very simple, but it's very multifaceted. There's many different aspects to it. Amen. And it's very easy to be complacent. I fell into it a lot, but I got exposed time and time again. But the three points, I can kind of summarize that. Like Dan mentioned, the divine dispensing is not meaningless. There is a purpose. There is a goal to this divine dispensing. There's another point, which is that the divine dispensing never stops, because it's the principle of the tree of life.
Amen.
The principle of dependence. I even realized that since the tree of life is in the New Jerusalem, we will always receive the divine dispensing forever and ever. We will never stop breathing, drinking, and eating Christ.
Amen.
But the second principle was the second point was really exposing to me, which is on the matter of the divine dispensing is not just something outside getting into us. That's a very important part. If we don't eat, you can't live. But there's something else that goes on. It's, I think Brother Ben mentioned, it's the subjective to subjective dispensing. Amen. Even Brother Ron brought up this really sobering example of this one older brother who basically read through all the life studies, all the ministry. He devoured it. He consumed it. But he said this brother did not grow in life at all after many years. And I thought, how is that possible? Did he not receive the dispensing? Did he not receive something into him? But you realize that when we say we need to be open to the Lord, it's not merely I just come, you know, I have all these life practices, I read the Word, take in the ministry, but our entire being has to be open to the Lord. So that what gets into us, and there was the example that our spirit is kind of like our spiritual stomach, but food in your stomach does not directly help you. Only the food that goes from your stomach through your bloodstream to become your very self actually benefits you.
Amen.
So anyways, there's a lot to say, but may the Lord really show us that the dispensing has a goal, that the dispensing never stops, and that it's very fine and detailed.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
我先说对弟兄姊妹们说抱歉，我不会说英文，我只能用中文分享。我为什么要站起来了？我因为我坐不住了，我里面正在爆炸。我先接那个Shepherd的话，他就说到亚拿尼亚跟保罗，亚拿尼亚给保罗致敬的时候说了一句话：起来，呼求主名，受尽归入主的名下。 就是说我们都受尽了，是吗？对，我们都受尽。但是呢，受尽归入主的名下，该是我们每天的生活实际。我们缺了这个东西。那好了，受尽归入主的名下是什么意思？也是先不说的，是吧？跟随主在我们里面的引导，是吧？受尽归入主的名下，来是那归入那个主名的引导，因为凡受主的接受主灵引导的，就是神的儿子，就是神。 然后第一片信心呢，他是说到那个永远的福气，永远的福，就是什么神圣的恩赐。最后一片信心呢，说到就是平常事，是吧？神奇的事在平常事里发生，是吧？那么神奇的事在平常事里发生呢，必须在第二片信心里头的那个与主亲身交通的爱，如果失去那个爱，这个都是空洞的。 然后在这爱的里面呢，就要产生一个，就是神圣的奔赐跟我们的吃喝，然后呢，过我们的人生活，我们的为人生活，以及过我们的教会生活。那在第二篇信息里头，在那聚会的时候，我被他给抓住了，所以我才说我里面爆炸了。约翰福音第一章末了一节，看啊，天开了。 有神的使者上去下来在人子身上，我就被这句话给抓住了，是吧？什么叫做神的使者上去？以前我就不知道，我当时到底在听，是吧？但是那个使者上去，那上去是什么？就是我们的吃主喝主。
吃主喝主呼吸主。如果我们吃主吃到了，喝主喝到了，呼吸主呼到了，那就是有神的使者下来。那下来是什么？神圣的分赐。下来就是那个神圣的分赐。然后呢，我们不是呢单向的就只是一个祷告到往上去而已，必须要让他有神的使者下来，而且还不是一个，而且要不断的在那里循环，有神的使者上去下来，上去下来，上去下来，这样就是对吧？就是活在神那活在神的那个那个他的交活在神的交通里。那这个交通就是什么？就是约翰福音说的，是吧？照着膏油涂抹的教训，住在主里面，是吧？然后呢？好，哦，抱歉哈，我最后一分钟。如果若没有活在这里面的时候呢，神就自隐了。这个自隐的时候就说两句话：你吃了日子就是死，啊、哦，那然后呢？不要教训我所亲爱的，只等他愿意。啊，我们什么时候愿意的时候呢？我们就悔改了，又悔改的接再来接受的恩赐。然后呢，我们的生命的经历呢，就是在一而再、再而三的经过四个站口，经过新甲，经过伯特利，啊，经过耶利哥，甚至走过经过约旦河，到生命成熟，以至于有加倍的灵感动我们。然后呢，我们每天的生活就实实在在的活在被提的生活的实际里了。阿门。
How about saints? If you still want to share, you stand up right now. Okay, otherwise.
Yeah, I'll be very short. So, saints already shared many of the issues and talking about living and experiencing in our normal life. I just shared one instant in the meeting, the first message. So, some message just one page, but some message have these kind of pages.And so when we were listening to the message, it was very quiet, just the speaking brother was speaking. And then suddenly I heard the sound. It's like rain falling on top of the trees. And I was wondering, what? It's raining? But we were like on the ground level. We couldn't hear the rain. Then I realized everyone turning the page. The sound is so beautiful. It's spreading through the whole hall. And I was like, wow, I related to the oneness of the body. If every one of us just doing this little small thing at the same time, it's such a powerful action. So if we are all in oneness of the body, the Lord can really defeat Satan.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord. I really enjoyed the past Thanksgiving conference. I prepared quite numbers of hours of fellowship, but to be short, I just want to declare the last Roman numeral of message number one of this eternal blessing for from our trying God for this divine dispensing. Sometimes when we think our situation,we may be disappointed and feel that we do not have anything. It may seem to us that everything under the sun, or even everything in the spiritual field, is vanity of vanities. We may feel that nothing is real, not even in the church life. What should we do when we feel this way? We should turn to the triune God. Amen. He is our real blessing and portion.What a blessing it is to have Him as the blessing. What a blessing it is to have His face, His presence, and to enjoy Him daily as grace. The more we suffer, the more we enjoy Him as grace. What a blessing it is to have His countenance smiling upon us, assuring us and conform us, and what a blessing it is to have peace,in Him, by Him, and with Him. This is the triune God as our blessing. Oh, may the grace of Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.
I was very touched by these conference messages. I think as Brother John Finance and Brother Shepherd fellowship, I think thisconference really focused on our experience.
Right.
So I was touched by message four. It says that we want to experience the divine dispensing by breathing the spirit, drinking the water of life, and eating the bread of God. And when brother shared about reading the word, I was very touched that he said, we not only need to pray, read the word, we also need to pray the word. So that we can digest the word. And message six, I think many brothers and sisters share about it, so I'm not going to go through that. But another thing is about, I think Brother Wenhua and Brother Yan Song mentioned about this. I think about message four, the brother mentioned about the history of Lord's recovery. The first meeting was actually in 1922, and this year is 100 years. So when the brother shared about a burden, he asked us if we want to wait for another group to fulfill God's heart's desire. And I think, of course, we all have this burden. We don't want the Lord to wait for another 100 years to fulfill His heart's desire. So I think it's really an encouragement for us to move on. And also, Shepherd mentioned about this week's message. And I was very touched by the message saying that, you know, Elijah, he actually went through Gilgal and to Bethel and to Jericho and to the good land.
Yes.
So I really hope that it's not only their experience, it's also our experience.
So I think from this conference, there was a few takeaways. The first was one that we need to have a fresh scene, right? We've heard, the Lord's economy. These terms may be new to us, but do we really understand what the Lord is after in us, right? When we talk about this term, God's economy, it's really His household administration and His arrangement for His dispensing. And so in our daily living, there's many arrangements that the Lord has prepared so that we can receive Him, enjoy Him, and be filled with Him, right? You could be at work, right? And you could be in a meeting. The dispensing doesn't stop, right? Even in that moment, you can open to the Lord, inwardly call on His name to take Him in. And so I think a lot of times we often put the Lord in a box. And we limit the dispensing only to certain times.
Amen.
Only to maybe morning revival, or if I'm reading the word. But the Lord wants us to enter into a living of receiving the dispensing.
Yes.
And in a normal way, whatever we're doing, you could be shopping, you could be going to the grocery store. All of those times, the Lord has the way to dispense. Amen. And what He needs is our cooperation. And I'll end off with this. Brother Ricky shared how the ways to remain in the touch with the Lord. This is from Thessalonians. It said, always rejoice, amen, right? Unceasingly pray.
Amen.
And everything give thanks.
Amen.
And he encouraged us, maybe we could start actually from the opposite way. Start with giving thanks.
Yes.
Right? Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this situation.
Amen.
Lord, thank you. I could touch you right now. I could still be open to your dispensing.
Amen.
Right? All of us are going through certain things. That is not outside of God's plan. It's all part of His arrangements for us. And so may we be open to Him.
Amen.
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 I just want to use 2 minutes on one point. This morning I was so touched by two words. Open vessel.
Amen.
Our brother and sister share about we are the chosen vessel. And we are vessel unto honors,
amen,
and we are the vessel of mercy.
Amen.
But, you know, we not only just, you know, according to this, you know, we are vessels, are all according to God. But we can be open vessel, that's according to us. This morning, I really pray to the Lord. This year, we have 28 days left. And I pray to the Lord, I would like to experience this 28 ordinary days in 2022 to be fully open to Him in three aspects. The first, I want to be more open in time, continuously. You know, we, in our daily life, sometimes we open to the Lord for 30 minutes, even 5 minutes, and afterward we close. But we need to, I need to exercise to be open to Him continuously. No matter what I'm doing hourly, I keep my openness to Him.
Amen.
And the second thing, I want to exercise to open to Him widely. You know, not when sometimes I'm reading the word, but I just open to Him a little bit. But I want to exercise to open more widely to Him when I was spend time with Him. And I also want to exercise to be more deeper to open to Him. You know, sometimes we close, just as our brothers, we just give Him some, you know, our inner working are so complicated. So, we just give the Lord a little room. But I would like to exercise. I will open my whole being deeply, let Him to dispensing Himself to me.
Amen.
So may the Lord bless us with this unique blessing. You know, every day, don't need to wait until next year. From today on,
Amen.
We can experience His divine dispensing in ordinary days.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, man. Real quick, I will do it real quick. Daniel, you're right. The dispensing in religious Christianity actually is only, like what you said, objective. That's what it is in religious Christianity. But one thing that I was touched from the message is the Lord's face. You see? In order for us, the Lord's face is the expression, His countenance, His... the Lord's face is His life, man. Right? Now, this is a difference between the life and nature. The life and nature, everybody have that. All the Christians in the world, when you receive the Holy Spirit. But the Lord's face, His face is really the one we need to see first in order to have the countenance with this expression of Him through His church. But we need to really first what? Repent. That's the first thing we need to do, to see the Lord's face. We need to repent, and then when we have His countenance, so that His presence will be with us. So we need to repent every day. Just when you get up, He says, Lord, I love you, but I'm sorry for anything I have done.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It is a blessing that we are, I do have it. It is a blessing that we are under the divine dispensing.
Amen.
Amen.
But it's also the blessing we are under the speaking of this ministry.
Yes.
Right.
It is this ministry bring us divine dispensing.
Yes.
Now the title of this conference, three keywords. Divine dispensing, divine trinity, and then divine economy.
Yes.
The Bible revealed us there's a God in this universe.
Amen.
And what kind of God He is? He is a triune God.
Amen.
The reason He's a triune God, because He has an economy.
Right.
Triune is for His economy. And His economy is to dispense Himself into some vessel.
Right.
I will ask all of us since this morning, do you know the difference between believers and unbelievers? Or I should ask this way. What's the difference between the unbeliever and believer their destiny? I'm so glad that Jerry mentioned that. 3 points Brother Ron pointed out. The destiny of a Christian is under the dispensing. And that dispensing is from the day when he got saved to the eternity is under the dispensing.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it. That's why when God created the vessel is only for one purpose. To receive
dispensing.
Now we talk about normal life, right? Normal days. But I will ask sense, what is normal and what is abnormal of a vessel in their normal days? Do you know that? As a vessel, if he realized his destiny is receiving the dispensing, so he can only choose either open or close. So for a normal vessel, it's an open vessel.
Right.
For an abnormal vessel, it's a closed vessel. Now we have shared all these riches to the conference, but we have to realize what the Lord has used Brother Ron spoke to us, message 6. I will encourage all of us to go back when you have the opportunity, listen to message 6 again and again. Amen. Yes, God wants to dispense. Bible reveals to us there's always two sides. In the universe, there's always two sides. One is called objective side. One is called subjective side. On objective side, God wants to dispense. But it requires the subjective side. The vessel must open. If I have a vessel, closed. No matter how rich, you want to dispense into that vessel, there's no way. Because God created the vessel, it's a living vessel.
Amen.
Therefore, if God cannot touch our death of our being, I hope this morning you remember that. There will be no dispensing happen. Yes. God wants to dispense. But he can only dispense by touching our depths of our being. Now, what is the depths of our being? We, as a living vessel, our soul life is our being. And what our soul contains? I do believe all of us can answer. But do you realize our mind has a depth? Our will has a depth, and even our emotion has the depth. When he cannot touch our depths, dispensing stops.
Amen.
So I will ask all of us, including myself, am I willing to open to him when he touched the depths of my being?
Amen.
If I'm willing, by the time he touched me, dispensing kicked in. When he touched me, and I closed up for the touching, dispensing stopped. And then, to the older saints, I was including myself, older saints, warning to us. Because our time is limited.
Amen.
If we are not opening for his touch, by the time we run out of our time on the earth, then maturity will not happen.
Amen.
Therefore, our destiny as being a vessel to receive his dispensing is not complete. This is a warning to us.
Amen.
This is a warning to the older saints. So we have to make the choice. Do I want to be an open vessel? Or I want to be a closed vessel? You know what is normal day, normal life? It's within those 24 hours. Whatever happened to us, that is the arrangement of God for his dispensing. He arranged a situation between you and your spouse. He arranged a situation between you and your children. He arranged a situation between the serving one with you in the church life. He arranged the working situation for your colleague to be with you. Why he arranging that in the normal life? Why? For him to touch you. Touch me. For dispensing. That's why Romans 8:29. He causes all things to work. Why? For dispensing.
Amen.
Now lastly, I like to emphasize with Shepherd just mentioned. You have to follow closely, tightly for this ministry.
Amen. Amen.
Because this ministry, not only he bring us the vision of age, he also bring us to know the way of God's economy.
Amen.
Now, in the recovery right now, there's a trend to enter into the speaking of ministry from 1994 to 1997. Those 4 years are the maturity of this ministry, what it has brought to us. There's a lot of riches there. Saints, you must endeavor to enter into those speaking.
Amen.
You may not understand what it's really talk about, but that's okay. You must enter. Young one.
Amen.
Young one. You have time. But you must enter into those riches speaking.
Amen.
Then, hopefully, God can gain some people, a group of people on this age.
Amen.
To prepare his return.
Amen. Amen.
At last, Brother Ron mentioned about the world situation. Okay. I believe some of you may have heard. The world situation is consummated in a speedy way. Okay. Look at the European, look at the Asia, and look at our country, USA. They all gear into a situation for desolation, for the consummation of this age. And we must be prepared. We have to pray. The way to receive this dispensing is pray. To pray in our daily life, to exercise our spirit, to contact him.
Amen.
So that dispense. On one hand, yes, we arrange, we accept all the arrangement from him. On the other hand, we obeying the anointing in our spirit to follow him.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for divine dispensing of the divine Trinity.
Amen.
Oh, make us each of us an open vessel.
Amen.
Receiving your daily dispensing.
Amen.
Renew our mind.
Amen.
Transform our being.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We want you to come back.
Amen.
Oh, praise you.
Amen.
Lord, we praise you.
Amen.
Lord, we want to be open vessel.
Amen.
noble vessel.
Amen.
Always open to your dispensing.
Amen.
Want to closely follow this ministry.
Amen.
This ministry bring us to this economy.
Amen.
The economy of your dispensing.
Amen.
Oh Lord, in our daily living.
Amen.
Ordinary days.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Give ourselves to you.
Amen.
You touch our deeper being.
Amen.
So we can really receive your dispensing.
Amen.
Thank you, never forget us.
Amen.
And continue loving us.
Amen.
Oh, give all the praise to you.
Amen.
During the end of this year.
Amen.
Thank you. We all receive from your grace.
Amen.
The grace upon grace.
Amen.
And continue bless us.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. You chosen us because a chosen vessel.
Amen.
Oh, continue open to you.
Amen.
Praise you.
Amen.
We thank you for your mercy.
Amen.
Oh, that we are chosen by you.
Amen.
Oh, be open vessels.
Amen.
Lord, we fully open to you.
Amen.
Give the the coming week to you.
Amen.
Every day, every moment.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we open to you.
Amen.
Open to your dispensing.
Amen.
Open to your dealing.
Amen.
Oh, we don't want to escape.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen. We look upon your mercy.
Amen.
Oh, don't let us go.
Amen.
Oh, don't give us up.
Amen.
Oh, help us to be an open vessel.
Amen.
In the every ordinary day.
Amen.
Oh, we can open to you our dispensing.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for speaking to us again.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, in our limited time on earth.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, open to your dispensation in our ordinary days.
Amen. Amen.
We love you, Lord.
Amen.
We like to become a vessel of mercy.
Amen.
We even like to become a vessel of honor.
Yes.
Amen. May you gain us.
Amen.
Keep
Amen.
Us in your dispensation.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.